Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're still live on X. It's Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you on a Thursday. Thursday night football coming your way between the Seahawks and Cardinals. We'll get Andy Molitor's thoughts on that, among other games, week 4 in the National Football League. Director of content for Bet Spurts, one half of the Deep Dive podcast, which is a daily podcast now. Andy, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good. It's Thursday. We got football. We've got the Ryder Cup. What a weekend. What a weekend. It's really fall now. Like, now it's fall. Now it's autumn, guys.
I saw you off camera there. Well, you're on camera, but you were in the green room kind of vibing to that Hawaiian jazz thing that brought us back from break. I liked it too. You're a big Hawaiian shirt guy, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And yeah, it's now my daughter has stole one from me. It's like the homecoming week. I don't know if you guys have that, where every day's a theme. And she's like, "Oh, it's Hawaiian Day," and kids don't own Hawaiian shirts anymore. I guess I got to steal mine. But yeah, big Hawaiian shirt guy. That's what happens when you put weight on at your age.
You don't see a lot of skinny Hawaiian shirt guys for the most part, right? We were just talking about Survivor. Are you doing Buffalo or no?
Not across the board. I will use Buffalo. Yeah. Drew and I, Dinzik, we put a couple together. I have a bunch of my own and other stuff. I'm in multiple contests. But we have one we call our chalk path. And with the chalk path, we're sticking with the chalk just to try to get as far as you can with that one, and maybe change it up at the end if it's looking like, you know, there's going to be a bunch of chops. So in the chalk path, I think you do stick with Buffalo. That is the chalky pick. But there's some, you know, there's some decent cases to be made for the Lions if you don't like them down the road. The scary ones are obviously the road teams, the Packers, after they, you know, did what they did last week. And then the Broncos is still – you're still betting on Bo Nix, and you're waiting to – I guess you're not dead on Sunday. You can wait as long as possible for that one. But kind of the same thing with the Texans too. Big favorite. Playing a bad team, but we've seen the Texans play, and that hasn't given me confidence in that team either.
So I'm in reverse Survivor, pick the loser, and it's a $25,000 pool. Pretty serious, right? I'm down to either Cleveland or Cincinnati. Joe brought up the Bengals. Obviously, Burrow comes back, you would think, at some point, and that becomes less attractive to go against. Pick a loser, Cleveland or Cincy.
Man, as much as I just dogged on the Texans, watching that offense against, you know, Green Bay, basically do nothing until they get some lucky bounces there at the end with the special teams. And that kind of feels good to take the Browns. It's always the Browns, man. I think Detroit gets a little more going on the offense than Green Bay was. That was a terrible game for Green Bay offensively. I'm not sure what they came in there thinking they were going to do.
After three games, which teams have you moved the most in your ratings?
the Colts, like, I think that's maybe just everybody's, isn't it? That was such a low start for them, just seeing, like, hey, the Daniel Jones thing felt like a, hey, I'm a coach that needs to extend the life of my career. I think Daniel Jones screws it up less this year and doesn't make me look as foolish, and maybe I can buy another year. And now he's favorite for coach of the year. It's kind of wild what we're seeing there. And I guess we did see the highs in New York, and you get a grown up in the room calling plays. You get a good offensive line. You get some good weapons. You got a Jonathan Taylor. And I guess Daniel Jones is, you know, this is probably the ceiling for him, but the ceiling is definitely good enough to win that division and maybe even win a home playoff game. So the Colts have jumped up a ton since the beginning of the year.
It's noticeable on film, too. I know you do a lot of your work with power ratings and numbers, but just watching as much ball as we do, I watched a lot of Anthony Richardson last year and never understood it. And then you look at the stats, oh, he completed 47% of his passes last year. It's very difficult to be that bad. And you watch him now, and Jones is just, he's throwing the ball, intermediate stuff, short stuff. Guys are open. He's hitting them in the numbers, and they're moving the chains. He doesn't have to throw for 300 yards. He just has to hit open targets and protect the ball. So far, he's done that. Now, they got a tough spot this week. And the Rams, as you know, were in total control against Philly until they weren't. But I do believe in Indy. I think they're winning that division. Now, that's not a hot take at 3-0, but I double down on it after 2-0 and feel really good given how bad Houston's O-line has looked.
Yeah, and you kind of hit on it without hitting it. You said guys are open. And that seems like the biggest thing when you rewatch those games. And that's scheme. That's play calling. That's play sequencing. Like they're making it easier on him because he's not maybe ever going to be this elite quarterback. But when they are able to scheme these guys open for him and say, take this easy stuff, move down the field. We don't have to have huge chunk plays and deep balls. You don't have to be some weird Russell Wilson-like character out here. And just go move down the field and win games for us. We're playing the Titans this week, guys. We don't have to do a lot. And yeah, they're absolutely able to do that. It's wild how high I have them compared to the preseason number.
Which game, side or total, do you have a strongest opinion on?
Man, it's probably tonight. I did bet Seattle. I don't know if I've heard anyone super in love with Arizona, which sometimes scares me, but you know what? Whatever. We're all just going to win. Community win tonight. This is early in the week. Man, I took Seattle when they were +1. Not that this is a huge move across zero. This isn't some, you know, from 2 to 4.5 or something, but it's nice. It's moving my way. It's nice. The injury news has kind of gone my way, I guess. So a lot of this was injury stuff. Will Johnson, the young cornerback, he's doubtful. You know, they've had other injuries in the defensive secondary for Arizona. We're probably getting Julian Love and Devon Witherspoon back, maybe Charbonnet. And just, again, this is kind of very similar. This is probably the team I've moved up the second most compared to the Colts because I wasn't super high on this team to start with. I had my doubts about just like, hey, you brought in Clint Kubiak. But you brought him in January. He was expecting Darnold. He was expecting Metcalf. Fant, the Lockett. That was a whole different offense he signed on, and they've done a really good job. Despite really not getting the run going, which they want to do, they're still, you know, just putting Darnold under center a lot more and having a lot of success with it because he can roll out and hit people on the run. And, you know, JSN is – I don't know. Look at the pace. He's got like 300 yards. I actually went and looked up his offensive player of the year number this morning just to like are they slacking on that a little? Can I go get a long number on a guy that's just going to get stupid volume? And if he doesn't get hurt, it's like 15 to 1800 yards maybe. So I did look at that this morning. I like him quite a bit. So yeah, I'm on Seattle tonight. Hopefully we start week 4 with a bang.
There's going to be somebody too that waits till the wire and decides, oh, I'll lay Seattle. Oh, and -1.5, -2, and they'll lay it. And Seattle will win by 1 because life isn't fair. For somebody that hasn't gotten involved yet, where do you stand on the 1.5? Some people say games don't land 1. Others say they're never laying 1.5. Where do you stand on the mythical 1.5?
If I was betting this game right now, I'd probably lay 2. I'd like sell it out. You know, a lot of books let you bet more. I'd just say push it even more. If I'm going to already take this and worry about the close win, give me all of it. Give me flat money, even money. I'm not even going to pay juice on this. Give me 2.5. You know, it's kind
three.
Of the opposite.
3.5. Yeah, give me three. 4.
Give me 4.5. Give me Seattle 6.5, 3-1. No, I don't. It's buying points. Honestly, it is buying points, and buying points in itself is not a sin. It's the price, and the books know exactly what it's worth, and they charge. You know, they're charging $1.20 on a dollar. That's kind of what you're getting when you buy down. So, I mean, I can see laying the money line, but like, yeah, because it's just a derivative at that point, and that's probably a fair number. But I've never been an advocate of just laying more juice in this case. So, boy, I feel bad when this is going to land one and somebody is like pumped to bet the Seahawks now. Mm-hmm. It's not like we've ever had a weird situation. I bet that game, the tie game, the Seattle-Arizona tie game where they missed all the kicks. I mm-hmm. told Drew, I'm like, I can't even remember which team I had, but I bet somebody had a pick. And it ended up being the stupidest push of my lifetime, but. Yeah, these NFC West games, they can get weird. So shop around. Maybe there's a one out there.
This is Bet Sweats. Andy Molitor, our guest from the Deep Dive podcast. Check out Bet Spurts as well. All right. As a Vikings fan, Vikings observer, the team you pay closest attention to, do you want McCarthy back? I'm not saying like you don't want him back, but I mean, like, in a rush, is there much of a difference between McCarthy and Wentz?
So Drew and I do the Wednesday show. We go through every game, and this is obviously the second one up, and we got like 5 minutes deep on this, and we realized we hadn't even talked about the game yet or the matchup. This is what we talked about because it's so interesting because Wentz had a good enough game. Obviously, he was in an elite game state. The defense put him in such a good position right off the bat, but it turns into a weird spot if they get a couple wins, because this is a game they can win, and then they have a very big advantage for the travel next week, being in London, staying there. If Wentz is 3-0, it puts him in a very precarious spot, because I don't think anybody thinks that's a long-term winner. Like, this is what we should be doing. I don't know. If it's 3-0, people are talking to themselves, this is Darnold 2.0. We can't let another guy get out of town. We've got our quarterback again. You know how homers are. They get super excited for that. So I would prefer McCarthy plays some more to see what you have. You spent a high draft pick on a guy, and you got to give him a little more time. You know, he didn't get reps last year. He got a little bit in the preseason this year. Guy's got to play a few more games. So I feel like that's the direction they'll go, but who knows? When you're winning, you're winning.
Which stinky dog would you rather take, Andy? Carolina catching 5.5 at New England, or the Giants catching 6 at home?
Oh, man, I liked how the Chargers are playing. The Giants are the variance game, though, right? I mean, Carolina looks good right now on paper until you go look at that box score last week, and it was kind of a fluky game. But I could be talked into the Giants a little just because – You have a high variance player in Jackson Dart that you've never seen play. Like, I'm just reminded of that game. Oh, shit, I was there. The Vikings game against Josh Allen, where everyone's like, this guy's kind of a bust. Who knows? Big arm. And then he goes and just starts running. And they beat the Vikings by, I think, 17, as 17-point dogs or something. You just never know what you're going to get. So if you want a stinky dog with a high variance, wide variety of outcomes, you could probably take the Giants there. They're at home.
Have you bet any awards? I think you were talking about Dart too. We were talking about it when he was 30, 35. It was obvious he was going in soon. I think Everybody knew. Even after he went for 450, you're like, I guess Dayball's got to go one more week with him. But he goes from 35-1 last week to now like plus 650, somewhere in that range. Did you take him or have you done any other bets?
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I did take some Dart in the 20s. And it was kind of exactly what you said, Joe. It was like, he's going to play at some point. And I think that game with Russell, that really pushed his number up. That was like a really nice boon for anybody who wanted to bet that, because it's like, Russell Wilson isn't playing this whole season, guys. Like, that's just a little bump to the number for you. You should take some Dart. He's going to play eventually. 650 is probably a bad number. Like, don't go betting that. And I think that's incorrect, because you just never know with a rookie. The guy might stink out loud. But I'm pretty pumped that he's in this early. He's got his left tackle back, and It'd be nice. You don't have to win games to win Rookie of the Year. Just put up some numbers. Just go out there and make some flash, make some pizzazz, make SportsCenter. That's all you got to go do.
With the Chiefs and the Ravens, obviously the loser falls to 1-3, and the winner will have saved its season, narrative-wise. Are you doing anything on Sunday, or are you doing anything from a future position going into that game?
Somebody tried to talk me into the Ravens on this one. Both of those defenses are just giving me the heebie-jeebies at times with some of the stuff they're giving up, especially what we saw from Baltimore. Not real pumped about futures on either one. I don't know how you would attack that. I mean, did you have something in mind as far as, you know, like taking a longer number than you would have got preseason on to win the AFC or, you know, division prices? I just hadn't even thought about how to attack that because the Chiefs are maybe one of the teams I've moved down the most too. Just you can't play if you don't have any good wide receivers at all. Like Tyquan Thornton's your one. It's a tough hang.
I was just hooking Chiefs playoffs with other things, like Chiefs to make the playoffs, Thunder to win the title. That's about 5-1. And then Chiefs to make the playoffs, Padres to win the World Series is 25-1, things like that.
No, I like that. I could see something like that, especially if you can parlay a couple teams to make the playoffs or put something together like you that, geez, you got to wait till next June to cash that for the Thunder. I think that's coming home, but yeah, I can wait. Like mine to cash.
I ain't going anywhere. I'm going nowhere.
Andy, we got 10 seconds here. USA or Europe? Ryder Cup.
I bet Europe.
Yes.
Everybody's betting Europe. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, the people trust, right?
Right.
There's a lot of other people that are taking the U.S.
It's a big number.
Favorite in that one. Yes. No.
Pretty evenly matched, in my opinion. Big number, guys.
Andy Molitor, Deep Dive Podcast. Check out BetSports as well. Thank you, Andy. Best of luck this weekend, all right?
Yes, too.
All right, college football bets on the other side. Bet Sweats, you got the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, on that one, they said both of our last names. I don't know. Andy has me thinking now because I don't even pay close attention anymore. He's like, how come it says Joe O there and Panionovich on that one? Anyways, Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We'll take a look at this weekend's college football card. NFL injuries to watch out for later on this hour, 11 a.m. Eastern. 10 toes down. Every Thursday, we take stances, all 10 of them. Gertz shows us some ugly feet. He wants to show us more. We say, no, no more feet, Gertz. I don't care what you found on Feet Finder. We can't be dealing with any more of that. Let's go to college football, Sam. You teased earlier. You're like, you know what? I put my 10 toes down. I woke up this morning, and you decided what?
Alabama's winning. They're going to beat Georgia. I don't need the points. I'm going money line, although I will definitely lightning bet Bama plus +3 as well. If you look at how DeBoer has fared, even going back to Washington and even before them, they always sort of play to the competition. Remember the year that Oregon was an 8-point favorite and then a 10-point favorite and Washington won both? Like, they were very good in those roles as dogs. And then Washington would play like Oregon State, be a 12-point favorite, and then go down to the wire, right? Like, I don't know what it is about that guy. Like, when they're supposed to win and win handily, they struggle. And then when they're dogs, they're great. They're great. But go to Florida State. Oh, Bama's a 13.5-point favorite. Oh, they're going to lose. And then you start disrespecting Bama. And now you say, oh, they're 3 points worse than Georgia. It just speaks a lot. Uh-oh. You see behind me?
Oh, no. Do I see behind you? Come on. Come on.
We're talking about how much pressure there is on Penn State this weekend.
We were talking about how Bama's going to beat Georgia.
I disagree, though. But we can disagree on our podcast later.
What's with the sweater?
So Oregon has a hockey team. It's like a club team. I bought all the sweaters. And I wear them on Oregon days. Big Oregon days. They're like oversized. They're nice, man. Like comfortable, like a little loose. I love it. I got green, yellow, black. It's awesome.
How much gear do you have? Because they have everything you could ever think of. I don't know that I'd be able to stop if I was an Oregon guy.
Okay, so like, I have stuff that they've given me, obviously, and I just buy stuff too. It's a lot of green in my closet. It's a lot. And then I get stuff like sent to me. So it's like there's companies that license Oregon products, like the Oregon O's and stuff, and I get some of their stuff. So it's a lot. My son probably has like 7 Oregon sweatshirts. That's all he wears every single day.
Jeff Schwartz joining us on BetSweats. I've never, Joe, by the way, felt so small in my entire life. Like, he could just snap my neck right now at any point.
Sammy's rude. We went to eat last night at a Penn State bar. That's how rude he is.
Of course.
I did bring him there.
It was good, though.
He's been laying it out all week.
Honestly, what do you think? Yeah.
I've thought for weeks, and you know this on text threads, that I think that it's a very tough situation for Oregon with the environment and with the youth of the group. There's only eight starters, honestly, that played a significant amount in the Big Ten Championship game and the Rose Bowl. They're playing in this game. Like, it's a younger team experience-wise. But then I look at, like, Penn State, man. I watched Drew Aller on film. And we can just stop the run at all. Just a little bit of stopping the run and put that game in his hands. I like the situation we'd be in. I'm not concerned about our offense. I do think we might start slow. Again, the environment, haven't done it before. But Drew Aller is missing on easy throws, man. Like, stuff he's got. And if we can just get him to do that in this game, I feel pretty good about where we'll be. But, look, we lost by the three, by the point spread. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I think we just have to weather the early storm, whatever Penn State's going to throw at us. That's my official prediction.
What about
we can stop the run?
I keep thinking about that Northwestern game, man.
What about – see, people have – we were up 34-0. Northwestern had a 75-yard touchdown run. I had to look at our roster to see who was playing. I didn't know the numbers on defense.
Yeah.
I think we should. We're better than last year. I think up front. We'll see. I mean, that's why we play the games. I think we'll be better.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. All right. Have a good show, everybody.
Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It looks great.
I'm impressed. You know what impressed me the most? No hesitation, no concern about bringing your earwax into his body. Like, he just took that earbud he don't care. He's all
That's
good.
My roll dog. You guys are we tight. Go out. Yeah. And he doesn't drink. He didn't drink anymore. He's like, I drank everything in college. So he doesn't drink. He's my roll dog, though. We roll out, and everybody's like, oh, that's a big guy. I'm like, yeah, you should see his brother.
Yeah. Nobody met. You can be as loud as you want at the bar. You're good.
Yeah. Nobody's saying a thing.
Nope. I mean, that's probably the key right there. How's that Ducks defense going to do against the run? That's probably where we're at. Okay, we're still at 3.5. You think it's getting to 3 by Saturday?
I don't know. I did talk with a couple guys yesterday who just keep waiting for that push on Oregon, but there's a steady appetite to lay Penn State at 3.5. You have more public tickets on Oregon, undoubtedly, because you hear the same things. Oregon's better. Franklin doesn't win big games. Those are the narratives. So that's going to be the public side. Doesn't mean it can't win, but we're going to do the room tomorrow for college sides. They've been horrible. Started, 2-18 or something like that?
Yeah.
The room's going to bet Oregon. Going to bet Oregon.
2-18, and then last week, 2-2-1. It was their best week by far, and they lost on the juice.
Nobody wants to lay Penn State, but Penn State is still hanging -3.5. Like that push to 3 hasn't really happened. And if you remember, either Tuesday or Wednesday, Superbook went to three, and it got pushed right back to 3.5. So there's clearly some sharp support on Penn State to not only get it off the 3 to 3.5, but to keep it at 3.5.
Yep. No doubt about that. All right. So Penn State, Oregon, Bama, Georgia, both under the lights. Those are going to garner a lot of attention, a lot of bets. Sam is on Bama. Are you final stance? Like right now on Thursday morning is you're waiting for a 3 on Penn State and then you'll bet Penn State. Like you're certainly more early in the week. I would say that you felt more sold on Penn State than Bama. Now it feels a little reversed.
Yeah. I feel better about Bama as we've gotten deeper into the week, and I have to do picks on bear bets, and they're like, what are the bets? I have like 2 hours to get my bets in. I don't think I'm going to put Penn State on there. If we get to a 3 tomorrow for our show, I'll do it. If we get to a 3 by the end of this show, I'll do it. But I don't know that we're going to get there. I hate to be so bullish and stubborn about laying 3, but to me, 3 is important. It just is. Yeah. But it's Penn State or pass. Let me reiterate. I'm not flipping to the Oregon side. And then we get to Saturday, and I'll watch everybody on College Game Day or Big Noon Kickoff take Oregon, and then I'll fire on Penn State. That's how it'll go.
Yep. Okay, that makes sense to me. Let's talk about Notre Dame, Arkansas. This number's come down. Monday, when we're doing Monday morning market moves over the college football games, this was 6. Notre Dame laying 6 on the road. Now it's at 4.5. I am with that move. I understand why they are betting Arkansas as a home dog. Makes perfect sense to me. Everyone's talking about the Notre Dame secondary. It's a problem. You know, even Purdue got into the 20s on them this weekend. EPA per dropback, 93rd in the country is this Notre Dame defense. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is. Well, on the other side, they got a decent one with Talen Green, too. He's got 12 passing touchdowns, couple rushing touchdowns on the year already. And you look at what Arkansas has done, they're coming off back-to-back losses, one-score losses on the road. A couple weeks ago, it was a one-score game. They lose by a touchdown at Ole Miss. You know, that's a pretty good loss. And then last week, they lose by a point at Memphis. I think they're going to be just fine. They're going to hang in this game. They might win outright. I agree with the move. Of course, I wish it was still 6. I don't know that we'll get there. I'm going to hold out and see if we can get there because I don't think it's going to continue to drop. But I like Arkansas in this spot. The total sky high as it should be, 64.5.
Still at 4.5 at most places. We do see some 4. They're betting against Notre Dame for sure. And those are sharp guys that took that 6 off the board on Tuesday. I went to the gym Tuesday. I don't know if I told you the story. I was on the phone. Mm-hmm. My buddy goes, I really like Arkansas. I'm like, yeah, like I could see it. It makes sense. I went to the gym for an hour. I came back home. Like I try and shut down for an hour a week, 90 minutes a week on Tuesday. And I get home and it's 4.5. I'm like, oh my God. I left the house for 1 hour, Joe, and missed the 6 and the 5.5 and the 5. That's what I get for going to the gym.
I saw that your favorite website on 3 yesterday, they were talking about the Ole Miss quarterback situation. Well, first off, you've got Lane Kiffin. Do you see this when he was on McAfee?
No.
So he's on with McAfee, and McAfee's like, hey, I see that Austin Simmons ain't playing. He's like, oh, that's news to me. It's like, what? I guess the official word now is unlikely to play. That's what Odds Logic ran with, but I don't know which report they were going off of about Simmons unlikely to play. I saw On3 say that Chambliss is garnering Heisman attention. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, we've done multiple Heisman segments this week, and we haven't talked about him at all. He's still sitting at 50-1. But anyways, it is Ole Miss laying 1.5, total 54 in the hook against LSU. You know, it's funny. A lot of people are like, man, this LSU team, they're tested early. Have they been? Does that win at Clemson look good now? Like, oh, you probably should have beat them by more. When you look at the state of the Clemson Tigers right now, they beat Florida by 10. That was the Brian Kelly game when he was all mad after the press conference. When he was being asked negative questions, he freaked out on the reporter. They win there, but again, they only put up 20 points. You know, with a true Heisman contender at quarterback, I think a lot of people are expecting more out of this LSU offense, which we're not seeing at this point. But it's close to a pick 'em here, LSU Ole Miss.
Did you see earlier in the week that this was the big reveal that Lane Kiffin's daughter is dating one of LSU's star defensive players? And they did the big reveal this week. And
no.
Lane, you didn't see this? Oh.
No, I missed it.
They waited until Ole Miss LSU week to announce it. His daughter's name is Landry, I believe. Landry Kiffin. So she makes a post with her boyfriend, who's one of the best players at LSU. They waited to announce it this week. And then Lane commented on it. I don't know. You know, Lane's very out there, and you never know what he's talking about, and you can't really take anything he says seriously. He commented on the post and wrote, "Take the over." And everybody was like,
"Lane's awesome."
Well, I mean, the obvious inclination is they're going to just run it up. Like, that's what he wants to do. He wants to run it up. But then somebody had said, is he saying take the over on the relationship? Is he saying whatever? Like, nobody knows. And
is he saying it's over? Is he saying it's over?
I don't know. You know, I think what he was getting at was, we are going to run it up on my daughter's boyfriend's team. I think that's what he was saying.
Knowing him, probably.
That's funny.
Don't know.
Oh, man.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. The next person that likes LSU will be the first one. Everybody likes Ole Miss in this game. Everybody.
Yeah. I do, too. That's my concern. If the room's on Ole Miss, I'm going to be a bit concerned here. But, yep, I get it. I understand why there's a lot of Ole Miss love. But, yeah, we'll see if the number moves, where the room is at as well. Are you going to be betting on your team? You got a big weekend coming up, officiating a wedding. Like, are you going to add the stress of Illinois LSU to the docket?
No. No, USC, no Illinois. Sorry. No. I knew what you meant. No. I'm good.
Yeah. Still 6.5. I thought we were going to go to 7 across the board with the stuff that's come out with the Illinois secondary and what happened last week. But still 6.5. It's tough. Like, you look at this season, and yeah, USC is the much better team, but it's also the first test for the Trojans. So they have a run of a few games here where they're going to be tested for real. And I think a lot of people are interested in how Illinois bounces back. It's going to be viewed as really good or really bad. It could be really bad again.
I don't know what's up in the secondary. They got multiple issues injury-wise. Miles Scott's going to miss a half after the targeting. Defensively, they have a lot of issues, and here comes USC's freight train. I'm nervous there. There is a Big Ten dog that I will take, though, and we'll talk maybe more about this tomorrow. Washington, +8.5 against Ohio State. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get more into that coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweat. A lot of NFL news, a lot of NFL injuries to keep a close eye on. We know Thursday's a big day. We'll get word on a lot of that. We'll tell you which names to watch out for. 10 toes down, top of the hour. Bet Sweat, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of injuries to take a look at. We'll talk about that coming up. 10 toes down, top of the hour. Can't wait. That's 20 minutes away. We'll check in with Vegas, get a book report from Chuck Esposito in the 11 o'clock hour Eastern as well. All right, Sam. So we're at the point in the week, now Thursday, where you're starting to get books say, okay, this team's popular, that team's popular. If I were to say that right now, in the NFL week number 4, there is one public dog. Who do you think it is?
Public dog in the NFL.
One public dog. Yep.
Now,
a lot of favorites love.
Let me ask. Is it a 2.5-point dog or is it a bigger dog?
Bigger.
Okay. Giants.
Nope, not the Giants. I do think it's Panthers? Predictable.
Panthers?
Nope.
I don't know. Give up.
Colts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. That number came down. I don't know that was sharp money with the Colts. You would have a better idea. We'll talk to Chuck Esposito about that. But that was 4.5, and we're still sitting 3.5, right? The Rams hosting the Colts?
Yeah, 3.5 basically everywhere, including BetMGM.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Public's backing them. Like you mentioned earlier, haven't played from behind. Most of their damage has been at home. And then this past week, yes, they had a runaway victory. But it was against one of the worst teams, definitely the worst coaching staff in the NFL, in the Tennessee Titans. They did do it on the road, so you want to give them that credit, give them that 3-0 credit. But this is a different beast going to visit the LA Rams, matching up with McVay. So yeah, the public is jumping in on that, saying, give me the Colts and more than a field goal against the Rams.
Okay. I could see it. I wouldn't be running to bet the Colts this weekend. I also think there's this realization that, oh, maybe they are good. And now I get points. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of Johnny come lately. The train has already left the station. You're jumping to try and grab on and make sure you're a part of it. You don't get left behind. And then the Rams win by 10. And you're like, I knew they sucked. That's how this could very well go. You haven't bet the Colts at all. Haven't done it in three straight games. Now they're 3-0 catching points, and you're interested.
Now you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You guessed Giants, right? Like, New York's a big market. They're a popular team. Excitement around it. Nope. There are some books saying that the Chargers are the most popular play so far. They're betting against Dart, which is interesting. Can't wait to see where the room is at. And then Chiefs-Ravens. Why? Why are you betting the Ravens? That's what they're doing. I can't do it. Not with my money. I'm not saying you have to bet the Chiefs, but I don't know why you're betting the Ravens right now.
I will probably get there on Kansas City. I've also talked about them in a teaser. Good news yesterday on Worthy. Looks like he's going to go, obviously. News. Big deal. It's only one player, but it changes a lot because you can do different mm-hmm. things with Xavier Worthy, right? He could obviously hit some home runs. You could run trick plays with him. He's got speed, and that's their issue right now. There's not a ton of speed. Everything they do is slow and methodical. And you're throwing to guys like Hollywood Brown and Juju, and you got backs that don't have this lightning speed. Like Kareem Hunt, when you think of Kareem Hunt, you don't think of lightning. You think of thunder. And Pacheco's never been a big breaker. Worthy provides much-needed speed, also deception. Mm-hmm. I know he's only one player, and we always harp that, you know, one receiver isn't worth a lot, relatively speaking. But that's a big deal for how they operate because it puts everybody closer to their natural role. And then eventually they get Rashee Rice back, and now you're stacked. Now you're where you need to be, and you get more development from your young offensive linemen, and you feel like you can make a push second half of the season. So Fox wants picks, naturally, for all the big games. So I got an email Monday. Hey, can you write your best bets for Baltimore, Kansas City? Sure, I'd love to. Love to. So I went Chiefs. And inside the story, I hinted about obviously teasing them up to 8.5 and also doing what we talked about on this show, parlaying Chiefs playoffs with other things. Baltimore's defense is a problem. And I think still this game should be closer to a pick 'em. So when they opened at 3, Westgate opened it up Sunday night. They opened at 3, and within 10 minutes it got hit to 2.5. Now they're going to fight around the 3. Guys are going to bet it to 3. Other guys will bet it off the 3. And we'll probably live in that 2.5-3 range all week. I don't think it comes any lower or goes through 3. But I do think Kansas City catching 2.5-3 at home is enticing. I do.
Matabuke already out. They already said that for this game. So he's mm-hmm. not going to be playing Worthy. If you're limited on Wednesday, no, he practiced in full. I think he's good, man.
I do too.
They'll see how it responds. So, yeah.
No, I didn't see anything on Van Noy. I don't think I saw anything on Van Noy. He's been out too for Baltimore, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, they leave a lot to be desired. And with Worthy coming back, I would think that Kansas City can attack Baltimore's defense. We'll see.
Jaden Daniels, on Wednesday he was limited. He was asked, how much running and cutting have you been able to do so far? His response was, enough to feel good if I play on Sunday. So he wants to be out there. They are a one-point road favorite, Washington at Atlanta. The Falcons coming off a brutal performance.
Yeah, end of the show yesterday, I gave Falcons. So
yeah,
I'm sort of buying into the rumor that we might not see Daniels. That number was 1.5 at the time. Now it's It's pick 'em at a couple places. I see offshore Atlanta favored by one at a couple places, including Chris. So there's a good chance Atlanta is going to move to the favorite, assuming Daniels is out, which is what I assume at this point. When you get bookmakers texting you, not looking good on Daniels, and we just got hit on the other side, guys like that usually aren't wrong. They usually have an idea of what's going on. So I never thought Daniels was going to play. Again, I'm not saying that he's out, but it's not sounding good, and they're not betting it like he's playing. So if you follow the money, you see the support come in on Atlanta, and it's very difficult for a lot of people to get to that side. Well, they just lost 30-0. How can I bet them? Well, it's one game. A bad game at that, but it's a new week against a new team, and now Marcus Mariota's likely got to go on the road and do it in Atlanta. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia's laying 3.5 on the road, man. Eagles -3.5. Their edge, Nolan Smith, he goes on IR yesterday. And we find out that Mike Evans is out for probably a month. They're saying 3 to 4 weeks with this hamstring injury. It's going to be a whole lot of Ibuka. Bucks, 3 wins, but all very close. They've won by 1, 2, and 3 points. Comeback victories at the very end in all of them. You know the public is going to come in heavy on the Eagles. And this number is not budging.
No, it's not. I know some guys that laid 3 on Philly. The 3s are gone. Now it's 3.5. Philly is not a team that people are excited about right now. I don't know why. I would think that Philly would be more of a public team week to week, but it really hasn't been. And we saw the wise guys probably correctly bet the Rams. I mean, anybody who bet a 4.5 or a 4 or even a 3.5 had the right number for 57 minutes or whatever, and then just
it's rough.
Go south at the very end. I mean, eventually Tampa's going to have an issue with a defense like Philly's. I know Smith is out, and that came across the other day. So many injuries on that offensive line. So many. And Fangio has been so good at just preying on weak offensive lines forever. I'm inclined to think that Philly wins. Maybe by a touchdown. Did not bet it, though. Have not put it in contest. It is funny. I'm like, oh, wise guys bet Philly. I don't like it, though. Like, who am I? Who am I to say, oh, I don't want to lay 3.5? Well, these guys laid 3. And obviously, the 3 in the NFL is way more important than the 3 in college. We all know that. But they laid 3. Actually, I got the list right here. I got the 3 sides they played. They got the Eagles. Okay. They got the Panthers. And the Falcons. Those are the 3 that they played this week.
Panthers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Their receivers there, McMillan, Leggett, did not practice. It's like Tet, it sounded like he said he was going to be fine come the weekend. At least
it sounded like a maintenance day, didn't it? Sounded like a maintenance day?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. 5.5, that's just sitting there. They're not going to 6. You know, I brought up the idea of Patriots and Survivor, and that's a different conversation. Patriots just getting out of there with a win at home versus Carolina. I know what the score said. The score was not indicative of what happened in that box score as far as the yardage and that game. That thing just got away from Atlanta. But, you know, Carolina, 5.5. they completely changed the Patriots' depth chart, the running back, finally. Guys, a little late. React during the game. How about it? Benching Stevenson. Ramondre in practice yesterday, as you know, he was 3rd on the depth chart. So he goes from fumbling away the game. They let him do it a couple of times to where they finally get him out of there. But now he's 3rd.
If Gerard Mayo was the head coach, what's the appetite to bet New England here? It's probably none.
Zero.
Oh, Vrabel. Zero. Vrabel's here now. Oh, only 5.5. It's Vrabel. You know how I feel about Vrabel. I like Vrabel, but the Vrabel hype is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I do think they win, though. Do you think they win, Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, they're a 5.5-point favorite, but I'm not laying it. No way.
Yeah. No. Oh. And those people in the Boston area are going to lay it. I think that's insane. Yeah, I wouldn't lay it either. 5.5. Who are the Patriots to be favored by almost 6 here? Like, that's crazy. Crazy to me, even though I'm not buying the Carolina Panthers either. Joe O, Sammy P. All right, we got 10 toes down. It's a Thursday. We do this every Thursday. Taking stances, hot takes on the other side. Everybody on the show gets involved on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.